sandy color and a larger squirrel, and then we have the little striped squirrels. I have a stripe going down their back, right. And they're smaller. Uh-huh. And those two type squirrels, that's the only type squirrel we have here.
Okay. We've talked about game animals and woods animals, haven't we, pretty much? And mountain animals, are there other mountain animals we may not?
Oh, mountain lion. And there are some bobcats.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you find some bobcats around here once in a while. I've never seen one, but I guess they'll really raise the hair on the back of your neck if they scream at night when you're out, you know, they're around.
I'm driving here, I saw some on the road, unfortunately. Desert animals. I guess there's no real desert around here, but...
I don't think any desert animals. Snakes, we have some snakes. And rattlesnakes,
like
bull
snakes. With legs.
Pardon?
Anything like snakes with, you know, a little, quite a bit shorter with legs and crawl on them. Yeah, anyway. Lizards or anything?
Well, not much for lizards.
I guess
no.
That's what Utah's for.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What are those things that fly at night? You know,
owls.
Insects, I think.
Nighthawks. Bats.
You end up, for example, if you have a light on in the house and it's dark
Millers.
Outside, and you end up with a lot of
moth. Millers. Millers, we call them Millers.
Millers? Is there any, that's what most people around here would call them?
Mm-hmm.
Is there any difference between a moth and a Miller?
Well, the Millers, I don't know, Millers hatch out from cutworms from the ground.
Okay.
And they're fuzzy and make a mess. And
Miller. That's great. Could you list other types of moths besides Millers, or you call all moths Millers?
No, this is
a particular kind.
Yes,
I see.
Yes, there are other kinds of moths or Millers, but they're fuzzy and if you hit one, they'll a bunch of fuzz fly off of them.
Oh, really?
Do you know what I'm talking about? There's quite a few of them in this country, especially on a wet year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they hatch out in the ground and then they live, they don't eat, they don't have a mouth to eat, and they live a few days and die, and she says 5 days.
That's a sad life.
it's a miserable deal when you get very many of them around, and they're just very difficult to keep out.
Oh,
we've put insulation around the doors and the windows, and still they come in, and we have no idea how they get in.
How about stinging insects? Do you have different types of...
Wasp, bumblebee, not many. You'll find honeybees around in some places, but usually it's where they have hay of a particular type that they want. Honeybees don't like alfalfa very well.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned one type.
Bumblebee?
No, the other one.
Wasp?
What's the plural of that?
Wasps, I suppose.
Okay, all right. That's great. Any other kind of, like if you go out into the woods, things sting you or...
Mosquitoes?
Uh-huh. Have you ever heard of Rocky Mountain spotted fever or...
Ticks?
Yeah, you have ticks.
Yes.
Chiggers, do you have those?
No, not here.
How about lightning bugs? Do you know what a lightning bug is?
Yes. We seldom see lightning bugs here. Sometimes, but not very many.
But if you saw one, you'd know that was a lightning
yes.
bug, and that's what you call
yes.
it.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What are those sort of... they have big wings. I guess they're about 6-7 inches long, maybe if they're full size. And they have two sets of wings, and they fly around ponds.